would that be a fourth of what you were having done? Less than that?
It'd be less than a fourth.
A third? Oh, that's more than a fourth. I'm good at math.
There used to be an old gristmill around up the road here, and I've watched the old man. He had a cup, and it looked like to me it'd hold about a half a gallon.
Boy.
And that's what he'd dip out for grinding your bushel of corn.
Uh-huh. And how much would a bushel be if you, what, this much and this high? I don't know that I've even ever seen a container for a bushel of corn.
Oh, a bushel. You mean you'd like to know how, the height and the width?
I've seen, I think I've seen bags or buckets, baskets that look for a bushel like this.
Well, we have what we call a half a bushel.
Uh-huh.
And it holds, four gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour two of those in any container, whatever it might be, you'd have a bushel.
Mm-hmm. I see.
In other words, you'd have 8 gallons.
Mm-hmm. If you want to read something, and you reach for the lamp and flick the switch and there's kind of a pop, you might say, it looks like I'm going to have to get a new for the socket.
Bulb.
Okay, or would you call it anything else? If you went to a store and asked them for this item, you'd say, oh, where are your
light bulb?
Okay. When your wife might be carrying washing out to be hung on the line, what would she probably carry it in?
Laundry basket.
Okay. What are nails coming in if you're buying them in large quantities?
You buy them large quantities. We call them kegs, I don't know.
Okay. And what runs around a barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoop.
Okay. And if you had more than one, you'd have?
You should have loaded the gas.
Okay. Or you'd say, in this barrel I'm going to put five?
More than one.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that children play with? It's about this long. They blow on it.
Harp.
Okay. How about something that you hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it twangs?
The term they use here is a juice harp. I don't know whether that's the proper term or not. I wouldn't think it would be.
How about something that you drive nails in with?
Like a hammer?
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long piece between the horses? The wooden piece between the two horses. It's...
I can't think of the word, but it's, we call it, most people in this area call it a tongue, wagon tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between.
Shag.
Okay. And